answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
With the war ongoing, there are now questions swirling in Iran about who's leading the country right now, with much of the leadership taken out in American and Israeli strikes. One name, Murtaza Khamenei, the son of the Ayatollah who was killed over the weekend, is said to be the man who will ultimately get the nod from the clerics that are left. We do understand he is a hardliner with deep ties to Iran's security forces. The streets of Tehran broadly empty today as civilians remain indoors. This campaign is expected to intensify in the days ahead. And top Iranian leadership that remains alive still threatening the United States.
You're about to see, you know, we're going to unleash Chang on these people in the next few hours and days. You're going to really begin to perceive a change in the scope and in the intensity of these attacks as, frankly, the two most powerful air forces in the world take apart this terroristic regime and defang it and take away its ability to threaten its neighbors or hide behind a zone of immunity that allows them to develop their nuclear ambitions.
Yeah, there is Secretary of State Rubio making it very clear. You're going to see even more hits against Iran. We're just getting started at this point. And until Iran ceases all efforts to complete additional ballistic missiles and to complete their underground uranium enrichment, we will continue to pound them. Now, you heard in the beginning of that, Trey Yink said, it appears that the son of the Ayatollah might be the next in leader. And they claim that he's a hardliner like daddy. I really wonder. I mean, if you're under daddy's rule all the time, you're probably going to be a hardliner. But I don't want that position, daddy. They'll come after me like they did you. Of course, he can't say that because they'd execute him on the spot. But they're apparently looking at the best guy to replace Khomeini would be his son. And then who's in next in line after that, and after that, and after that? The Iranian people are anxious for a change of leadership, and rightly so. They've been living under this regime for decades, and they want it to come to an end. And we're in the process of making that happen. And I'm looking at some of the leftist viewpoints. I'm telling you, they are all over the board. They're looking for anything they can to denounce it. One House Democrat on the Iran war states, and his quote is specific enough, he states, Americans have had enough of war. Now, I'm going to give this man credit. This is a Colorado Congressman, Jason Crow, an Army vet who served both in Afghanistan and Iraq. He said, I learned when I was fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan that when elites in Washington bang the war drums, pound their chest, talk about the cost of war, and act tough, they're not talking about them doing it. I agree with that, and I understand his point. And he's earned the right to make that statement. But then you've got some others that are just off the wall anyway. Now, another one I'll give credit to because of his credentials. And he says people off the street could do a better job on Iran than the Trump aides. Again, this is Senator Mark Kelly, also serving in our military at one point, Democrat of Arizona. But he says, I'm thinking you could pick a random group of people off the street tonight here in D.C., just a random group, and they could probably do a better job than our government is doing right now. And he said that to MSN now, Jen Psaki. And of course, he doesn't get any pushback whatsoever. There is not one of you out there that would agree with that statement. Not one. And I don't even think he does. But it's hyperbolic. It's the kind of thing that gets some attention. It got my attention. I gave him some free publicity. But behind that free publicity, I add, you're an idiot. You're an idiot. Welcome to hour number one, Larry Connors, USA. August, gee, I'm not going to move the year that fast. March 5, 26. I'll tell you this, earlier today when I'm writing everything out, I wrote down March 5, 2926. Oh, I look far into the future, but I'm not that good. With Larry Connors USA, I remind you, when we're on the air, we are streaming video. And when we're streaming video, I want you to know that you can watch the program. How do you do that? You go to News Talk STL Rumble, Facebook, Twitter, or Larry Connors USA Rumble or Facebook. And everything we put up on air later plays back as a podcast, video and audio. And I'm reminding you again, please take a moment to download our free app to your phone, News Talk STL. Go to your app store that's on your phone, download News Talk STL. It costs you nothing, and then you can simply push a button, and wherever you are, you're listening to the program we have on the air at that very moment. And you get a lot of options to pull up previous podcasts. I really encourage you to do that. In our next hour coming up, Kenneth Abramovich, fighting war on all sides. He's going to talk about how we're continuing to see so many in this nation, and I just named a couple of them, that are against what we're doing, and yet how important it is. And we have a multi-front war. We have it with Iran, we have it with Russia, we have it with China, and we have it with our own people. Kenneth Abramovich will be joining us in our second hour. Later in this hour, the massive Minnesota fraud. It is so massive. And Governor Walz called to Congress to testify. And he walks in, I don't know. This is the guy that should know anything and everything. And you think he would come to these hearings with documents and papers in hand. But that's not the way the leftists do it. They realize we can walk in with nothing in our hand and just say, well, I don't have that information right here in front of me. Get the information before you go in there. And they know what the information is. He gets called out. Our story behind the story today. Remember when Oprah Winfrey, TV talk show host, found herself on the horns of Texas cattle? That was during the cry about mad cow beef, and Oprah made the remark, I would need another Texas cattle steak forever. She got sued. We'll break that story down for you in the story behind the story. Back to the issue of dealing with Iran. I had told you yesterday we were seeing indications that Iran was claiming in its report to the Reuters news source, we're making arrangements with China to help us maybe have submarine capabilities since one of our ships was shot out of the water by a U.S. sub, and maybe get China to provide us with additional missiles. Maria Bartiromo had on today a Chinese expert, which we often have on as well today, G. Gordon Chang.
The Wall Street Journal is reporting that China is now accelerating production of submarines to attack the United States. Closer to home, writing, quote, China has been developing new submarine technology and a bigger, better fleet that is gaining on the United States and its allies, spurring a new undersea arms race in the Pacific. These subs that can strike U.S. from closer to home, the U.S. Navy is warning. Joining me now is Gatestone Institute senior fellow Gordon Chang. Gordon, that is some statement that the Navy has warned us about.
Yes. You know, the Chinese, they don't actually need better submarines. All they need to do is stay close to their shores in what they call the bastion areas, like the Yellow Sea. But obviously, they do want subs to be able to get closer to the U.S. And by the way, we have Chinese submarines in the Arctic, which would be very, very close to Alaska and the homeland. So this is really an important development. And we have got to make sure that we have got the attack subs that can take out those ballistic missile submarines of the Chinese.
Does that not bring Greenland into understanding for some who have been clueless? Why we need to make sure we have facilities in place at Greenland, whether or not we acquire Greenland or they become part of the U.S., or we just park as much material as we can. General Jack King, four-star general, he said, when I look at what Israel had planned to do, I see they could have had so much success.
We know full well what Iran had planned. They had learned a lot of things, Dana, from a 12-day war. And from day one, they were expecting to unleash massive retaliation on a strike at Israel and our U.S. bases with missiles and with drones. And they were not even able to do that. Remember on the first day, the report out of the Central Command and the Israelis was a much more weakened response than what they had anticipated. And that had to do with disrupting the chain of command and also us attacking so heavily on that first day against those very targets to reduce their capability to literally to return fire. So we're really on a very good pace here. The Israelis are moving to another phase of the operation. We're going to continue taking away the weapons, and you see us doing that, ballistic missiles, drones, the Navy, and we're also going to systematically take, if you're manufacturing a weapon system in Iran, that's a target.
Yeah.
And we're going to take down all of those targets.
And anybody inside those facilities? Better run. I watched one of the airstrikes on an Iranian facility. And as the blast clears, the smoke dissipates, you see some guy at a distance. I couldn't tell by looking at it how far, maybe 300 yards or more from where it hit. He is running like crazy. He evaded the main blast. I don't know if he ended up getting hurt or not. But that guy does not want to go back into that facility again or any other, but he might be well forced to. In the meantime, several Kurdish-Iranian factions are preparing for a possible ground offensive against the current Iranian regime. The U.S. and Israeli officials are all saying that this is happening, and there's no doubt the CIA is taking a part in it. We're not trying to nation build, but we don't want our boots on the ground, so we're apparently going to help the Kurdish factions go in and take care of the Iranians indirect. Secretary of State Rubio, in a closed-door briefing on Tuesday, said, and I'm quoting, "We're not arming the Kurds, but you never know with the Israelis. So I don't know if we actually are or are not, but we know they're being armed." Maria Bartiromo again, talking to Arkansas Congressman Crawford as to what needs to be done.
Congressman, what about all of those drones right now in our arsenal that China made?
The drone manufacturing has moved so fast. Heck, I've got companies in my district that were engaged in this 10 years ago, but they were outpaced by the Chinese. They wanted to be able to offer these products to American farmers, but they couldn't keep pace because the technology changed so quick, and they were outfunded, and they had to go a different direction with it. So now we're reliant on these Chinese drones. We can't continue with that type of footing.
Do you believe this operation in Iran is as much about China?
It's a very tenuous relationship. I know that they try to characterize this as an affable relationship, and I get it, because that personally they may have an exchange that may be favorable. But broadly speaking, the Chinese Communist Party is not our friend. This attack on Iran was not an attack on China, but it most certainly is an impact on China.
And there are ripple effects. You know what we have not seen this time around? Campus protests. Have we seen campus protests this time around? Remember all the students and faculty supporting Hamas and the terrorists and Iran, hating Jews? Where are they now? Well, California Governor Newsom stepped into it during an interview. But I want you first to listen to Pennsylvania Senator Fetterman and how disappointed he is in his own Democrat Party regarding Israel.
And that's another truth here about the Democratic Party. We're coming more and more anti-Israel. You know, Governor Newsom announced, now he just described Israel as an apartheid state. I mean, that's a talking point of the fringe of my party. And that's profoundly disappointing. I mean, I was shocked. I mean, overall, I mean, he might be more liberal, but I never thought he would actually go that way and would describe our strong special ally, you know, the only nation in the region, in that region, that lives the kind of values that they would live like in California.
Right.
Hey, I've been in Israel. Tel Aviv is like San Diego version of Israel. And now you just describe that as apartheid state. I mean, that's a betrayal of the moral clarity.
Governor Newsom on a podcast stated while he's promoting his book, Young Man in a Hurry. He was saying that we need to rethink our relationship with Israel. We need to rethink our relationship. And again, suggesting that Israel is becoming an apartheid state. It's a lie. It's a lie. Just more publicity for his book, all built around a lie. In the meantime, the Iranian crown prince, who might well be coming back in charge in Iran, says, I stand with Israel. The Iranian crown prince.
So let me be clear about how a free Iran will act towards its neighbors and the world after the fall of this regime. In security and foreign policy, Iran's nuclear military program will end. Support for terrorist groups will cease immediately. A free Iran will work with regional and global partners to confront terrorism, organized crime, drug trafficking, and extremist Islamism. Iran will act as a friend and a stabilizing force in the region, and it will be a responsible partner in global security. In diplomacy, relations with the United States will be normalized, and our friendship with America and her people will be restored. The state of Israel will be recognized immediately. We will pursue the expansion of the Abraham Accords into the Cyrus Accords, bringing together a free Iran, Israel, and the Arab world.
Would it be so? It would be great. Back to before the mullahs took over. Coming up next, digging through the stuff in the Minnesota fraud. Story behind the story, Oprah Winfrey on the horns of Texas cattle. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You should know that when I endorse Wellington Environmental, it's because I believe and know they will do you right. Wellington takes pride in providing homeowners and businesses whatever they need. You need some dustless blasting? They will take care of that. You need some mold radiation? They can do that. They take pride in training their team to perform multiple services and having the equipment ready to get jobs finished. That's important to you. You make just one call, and you call a company that's been around for more than 35 years with more than 45 technicians in the field. Most of you know finding good workers, then having them show up on time could be difficult. Not for Wellington Environmental. They're there at the designated time, ready to go. Check them out to see what they could do for you. Dustless blasting or anything else you need. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington. The best thing I ever did for my neck and back pain was go to Esquire Sports Medicine. Dr. Draghi and his staff can take care of those pains. If they can't, they'll refer you to a specialist. And when you're hurting, you don't want to wait. So often with Dr. Draghi and Esquire Sports Medicine, you're treated within 24 hours. For any joint or muscle pain, contact my doctor, Dr. Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine, on Big Ben, just north of 40. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Another day must be another roofer in town. John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing. And the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Finally, March, the season of fresh starts, more daylight, more energy. A perfect time to take a fresh look at your home. Your windows or doors are outdated and efficient? Check with Renewal by Anderson. From your first design consultation through final installation, every detail is handled by one experienced, dedicated team. Clear communication, precise craftsmanship. Renewal by Anderson windows built with our exclusive Fibrex material, stronger than vinyl. And right now, during our March savings event, take $400 off every window, $800 off every door, and get a free upgrade to Smart Sun Glass. No money down, no payments, no interest for 12 months. But this ends March 31st. Call 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS, or visit rbastl.com. rbastl.com. Superior products, exceptional service.
This is News Talk STL. This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Well, there were two different sides. The Republicans are trying to get the backs of the taxpayers. Americans are frustrated with the percentage of their tax dollars that they send to Washington that's lost in fraud. We've all seen with our own eyes what's happening in Minnesota, especially amongst the Somali population, defrauding all the social programs in Minnesota. What our investigation was about was to determine whether or not Governor Waltz and Attorney General Ellison knew about the fraud. And after months of bringing in the whistleblowers, we talked to 30 Minnesota state employees. We did transcribed interviews with 9 state employees. They testified under oath that they had been warning Governor Waltz and Attorney Ellison for years about the fraud, and they were told to stand down. Some were even retaliated against because Governor Waltz and Attorney General Ellison didn't want to do anything to hurt their base in Minnesota, and their base are welfare recipients, especially that big Somali voting bloc in Minnesota.
And that is exactly what was happening at that time. There was Congressman James Comer, the House Oversight Committee, talking about how much of the Somalia fraud went undetected. I correct myself. It was not undetected. Nobody did a damn thing about it. There were whistleblowers everywhere sounding the alarm to the governor in his first term. We've got massive fraud going on in here. Something like 400 whistleblowers came forward. Eventually that number dwindled down because some got frightened and some just left the state, said, I'm out of here. But they saw how many of the Somalians that had been brought in were basically creating fraud at every opportunity. I'm not talking about getting someone who's dead on a voter roll, which did happen, but I'm talking about bringing in money for someone who's dead that supposedly would be a check going to them. I'm talking about opening daycare centers, 5 or 6 of them all in one building, and there wasn't a child one in those daycare centers. And they were collecting government checks for each child that didn't exist. And once the word began to spread, con men are very good about picking up how well a con works. And they know how to milk it for everything. And they started springing up more daycare centers, Alzheimer care centers, autistic children programs. Based on the number of autistic children just inside the Somalia neighborhood, based upon the money that was going for the autistic child care, you would have thought 80% of the kids had autism. Were there some that probably had it? I have no doubt. But they'll take one little thing like that and magnify it over and over. Why? Because of the dollar signs, the checks that kept going. Every time they could set one of these up, they could draw another check. Because after all, we want to take care of our kids. But on the other side of that, a lot of children in Minnesota, and that would include some Somalia children as well, were probably not getting the help they needed. Their schools were not getting the money they needed. Taxpayers' money was going to fraud on a continuous basis. That included state fraud as well as federal fraud. Every door they could open, and they might as well hang out a shingle saying, "Fraud Center, come on in. Welcome. Pick your poison and we'll help you carry it out." And the fact that it was so well known, and it was, as you heard James Comer say, a lot of it inside the Somalian community. And legislators, even in Minnesota, if they were told about it, as Governor Walz was, they're primarily Democrat. They rely on these folks to help them at the polls win, and they're not even supposed to be able to vote. But they were using them, and they did not want to upset them. If you upset them, well, suddenly the whole sham falls apart. So you keep putting lipstick on that damn pig, and it is still a pig. They were not going to change it. So James Comer appearing in his official position as conman, I apologize. I let that slip. I was going to say as conman Walz. It's Governor Conman Walz. Well, I did it again. I just can't seem to get past using his name and his title without adding his real title, Con Man. Now, am I saying he got any of the money? I'm not. Do I suspect he got some? Oh, yeah. Yeah. You don't get to sit on the throne unless you're getting something at your feet, right? But one of those members on the panel questioning him proved just how inadequately prepared he came to a congressional hearing when he already knew the subject. This is not a pop quiz. He wasn't told we're going to hold a congressional hearing and we're not going to tell you in advance what we're going to be talking about. He knew what they were going to talk about. He knew that, but he did not do anything to prepare for it. Just listen to this exchange with South Carolina Congresswoman Nancy Mace.
How much money was spent on autism in Minnesota in 2017, Governor?
I don't have those numbers in front of me, Congressman.
Did you prepare for this hearing today?
I take Congress seriously.
And you've seen the numbers about autism fraud in Minnesota. So we're going to do some Minnesota math with you today, okay? Are you ready? How much money was spent on 2017 for autism in Minnesota? How much?
I don't know. I wasn't the governor.
No. Okay. Did you not just say that you prepared for this hearing today? $1 million, okay? A quick Google search or using your AI could tell you $1 million was spent. How much money was spent on autism in Minnesota in 2024?
I don't have the number in front of me.
I don't know.
Governor, in 2024?
I was, but I'm not the
Okay, so your excuse before that you didn't know what 2017 autism numbers were because you were not governor, and today you can't answer the numbers about 2024 as governor, and you still said you prepared for this hearing today. It's unbelievable. $343 million.
She has the numbers. If she has the numbers, he could have gotten the numbers. He went in not unprepared. He purposely was unprepared. If you sit up on a congressional panel and you're being questioned, if you lie, they can get you on perjury. But you can claim dumb and ignorant all you want. They cannot convict you of being dumb and stupid. Wish we could, but they can't. So I don't know. I don't know. Well, we're not done. We're not dead. Texas Congressman Pat Fallon.
Walsh, do you believe the 70,000 strong Somali community as a whole has made a positive impact on your state?
I do.
So you'd be the opinion, fair to say, that the Somali community has successfully assimilated and is making Minnesota better?
Yeah, I believe they're on that path, yes.
I'm just curious by what metric you'd come to that conclusion. I just looked at some hard data. And do you have any idea what percentage of the native-born Minnesotans, all races, live in poverty in your state right now?
I don't have specifically.
I'll share it with you. It's 8%. For the Somali community, it's 52%. How about receiving food stamps?
Same I don't
thing.
Know.
All right, I'll run it down with you. It's 7%, and then compared to 54% in the Somali community, and then don't have at least a high school diploma for all Minnesotans. It's 5%. Somali community, it's 39%. One family member at least on Medicaid. It's 18% for Minnesota, 73% for the Somali community, and receiving welfare of some form. It's 21%, and it's 81% for the Somali community.
Those are all government numbers. As the governor of Minnesota, he could have had those numbers delivered to him as well. He probably did. He didn't like the way they look, so he left them at the office. So he can say, I don't know. Can't get me on perjury. But let me take a moment to go back over what the Texas congressman was pointing out, just how bad it was. 54% of Somalians were on food stamps. 54%. And Congressman Burchett said, you can kiss that money goodbye.
Sir, PIQC is accused of $300 million in fraud and significant assets, yet no charges and no attempts to recover taxpayer money. I'll remind y'all, $19 billion, I was a state legislator, and I can remember when our state budget was $19 billion. This is money that's been stolen, and it will not be recovered, and you all are to blame, and every dadgum one of you all ought to step down.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
And Burchett is from Tennessee. 54% of Somalians on food stamps. 81% had a family member on Medicaid. 87% of those charged in the Minnesota fraud scam are, you guessed it, you got ahead of me, Somalian. Oh, they're just picking on them. No, it's because they have done the crime and they're guilty, and some have been convicted already. But the numbers are staggering. You cannot walk away from them. Unless you're silly walls, and I don't know. Coming up, our story behind the story when Oprah Winfrey is on the horns of Texas cattlemen.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I want to share something with you. Cooking a pizza using coal creates an amazing pizza. Only one place to get it, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. Of course, they offer a wide variety of pasta, but you just visit the website NapoliSTL.com, dine in or take out, and get ready for patio season. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Try it. You can thank me later. Finally, March, the season of fresh starts, more daylight, more energy. A perfect time to take a fresh look at your home. Your windows or doors are outdated and inefficient? Check with Renewal by Anderson. From your first design consultation through final installation, every detail is handled by one experienced, dedicated team. Clear communication, precise craftsmanship. Renewal by Anderson Windows, built with our exclusive Fibrex material, stronger than vinyl. And right now, during our March savings event, take $400 off every window, $800 off every door, and get a free upgrade to Smart Sun Glass. No money down, no payments, no interest for 12 months. But this ends March 31st. Call 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS, or visit rbastl.com. rbastl.com. Superior products, exceptional service. Every ever been in a wreck or felt as if you've been in a wreck? My advice, contact Dr. Bill Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine. Yes, they can treat wreck victims, falls, other hazards of life, sports injuries. I go at least twice a month. That keeps the joints in line. Part of your spine get out of line, you start compensating, you're going to have additional pain. Don't be that guy. Visit Esquire Sports Medicine, Big Ben, just north of 40. EsquireSportsMedicine.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Me waking, bone man, waking around the fire. I want a little rain or water. That you want that Jimmy Star, big boy. Can't you hear me when I call?
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Well, now, Larry Connors with the story behind the story.
The only way I could fulfill my contractual obligation and not end up being now sued by your television stations that carry the Oprah show is to take the show to Texas and be on trial every day. So you're on trial by day and you're doing a show by night. It was stressful. It was challenging. It was, you know, to be on trial, may I just say, is one of the worst experiences of anybody's life. And what I learned from that trial is that everybody has trials. But as I've said before, I have a really big life. And for me, my trial gets to be a real trial.
Yeah, a real trial. You might say it was maddening. Oh, maybe I shouldn't have used that. Not on this story. The story behind the story, when Oprah Winfrey in 1996, got sued by the beef industry, primarily in Texas, for damaging the beef industry. What had happened in 1996, she had an episode where a guy claimed feeding cows to other cows could lead to mad cow epidemic. Yes, cattle were being ground up, mixed in with feed, and they were eating other cattle. I mean, they're not going to eat cows generally, but that's the way it was being done at that time. And Oprah made her statement on the air when she heard that. And I'm quoting, "It stopped me cold from eating another hamburger. And everybody is worried about mad cow disease." And there was such a fear. And it was not just in Texas. It had happened in Europe and primarily in Britain, as I recall. But this case eventually, for Oprah, ended up in a packed courtroom in Amarillo, Texas. Yes, Oprah had to go to Amarillo, Texas. She had probably never heard of it before. Now, I spent several years in Amarillo as a reporter. I was not there during this trial. I did not cover it. But I got a great laugh out of watching the charades that went around it. And actually, I was kind of glad I was not there because I could just watch it from a distance. But when she made that remark in 1996, it stopped me cold from eating another hamburger. Texas beef producers sued under the, quote, "False Disparagement of Perishable Food Products Act." And then the trial was set in Amarillo, 1998. Heavily covered, obviously. There were protesters on both sides outside the courthouse every day. It was being held in Amarillo in 1998. And all of it was to see how much should they get out of Oprah because she had destroyed the Texas cattle industry. That was her attitude. Now, you got to prove that she intended to do it. That was part of the burden of the lawsuit. You can sue and claim she did it, but was that her intent? Her actions might have led to that. But you have to keep in mind, Oprah Winfrey, at that point, lesser so nowadays, was a very big popular figure. And whatever she said, people hung on every word. And if she endorsed something, Oprah says it's okay. And if she said it's bad, Oprah said it's bad. She was bigger than life in many cases. And the way the case began to unfold to some extent, after her talk show aired an episode on food safety in 96, which included that discussion of bovine encephalopathy, also known as mad cow disease, which had killed cattle in England, a vegetarian and an animal rights activist predicted on the show that eventually the disease will plague the U.S. beef industry. And that's where Winfrey declared, "That just stopped me cold from eating another burger. I am stopped." It did include in her clip a beef industry expert, widely viewed as having contributed to a drop in cattle prices. And members of the cattle industry were furious, as were their biggest cheerleaders. And yes, cattle are not just grown in Texas, but that's where all these angst began. At the time, U.S. Energy Secretary was Rick Perry, who was then the Texas Ag Commissioner. Yes, the same who later became governor and ran for president at one point. Well, within days, Rick Perry, as the Ag Commissioner, wrote a letter to Texas Attorney General Dan Morales, urging the state, "We need to take action against Lyman," who made that remark, the talk show host she had on, the vegetarian, under this law. But the law was only about a year old, had not really been tested yet. In fact, it was actually called a veggie, a veggie libel law. Throughout the early 1990s, about a dozen states had already adopted this law that made it possible for someone could be held liable for making false statements about the safety of food. The Texas legislature passed it in 1995. And at that time, Ag Secretary Rick Perry said, "The economic livelihood of our beef producers is at stake. And I trust agriculture can count on the Attorney General's office," which was again under Dan Morales, "to enforce the laws of the state of Texas." Well, Morales, the Attorney General, obviously wasn't going to go against Texas beef eaters or producers. He criticized the statements. His phrasing is kind of funny, since we're talking about beef. He said the statements Winfrey made and those on her show were baloney. That's not hamburger, but you get the idea. Bologna is a part of it. Could make it from pigs, but generally not. He said Texas couldn't pursue legal action under the law. Members of the Texas cattle industry stepped in, filed a lawsuit, suing Oprah and the others involved in that program for $100 million in damages. And again, Oprah was just saying, but.
So no matter what anybody said about me or wrote about me, in the end, I always had the final word. I had the right to the last piece of ink. Really hard when you can't say what's true and what's not true. You got to save it for the courtroom.
Yeah, you got to say the facts. Part of her legal team, they spent 18 months preparing for the trial, by the way. They tapped a consultant they'd used before. Phil McGraw had impressed Winfrey enough for him later to invite him on her show. Yes, that later became Dr. Phil. The 170,000 residents of Amarillo found the trial from and the visit by Winfrey exciting. bewildering. One Republican state senator said it was the Amarillo mayor in 1998. Imagine what it's like to show up one day and there are 22 satellite trucks around the center of town. And keep in mind, while it involved one of the world's biggest celebrities, the other side was an industry that was a massive employer in the region. The Republican state senator, who was the mayor at the time, said, "I'm biased in favor of our good industries. I felt that we've been injured like everyone else. And celebrities should be very careful about picking on us." There were bumper stickers popping up. I love it. "The only mad cow in Texas is Oprah." T-shirts showing her face and a red line across it. He said, "We had a lot of people call in for jury duty every day. Normally, you couldn't find anybody to serve on a jury." Boy, they were wanting to come in. And they were not all involved in the beef industry. Some were. So she went to Amarillo for the trial, and not only did that, rather than putting her show on hiatus, she brought parts of it there and did her program from Amarillo. So yes, there is more to the story, behind the story.
Larry Connors, USA.
Do you know why I endorse Cafe Napoli? All the locations? Visit any of them and you will quickly appreciate the quality of food, service, atmosphere. So maybe I'll see you at Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli Kirkwood, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C. Or maybe you'll find me at Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Now you know why I endorse Napoli. NapoliSTL.com.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Now, the end of the story behind the story.
Well, I'm in Texas, I guess you heard. You also heard I'm not allowed to talk about why I'm here. So I ain't saying nothing about it. We're down here in Amarillo, y'all know why. And, can't talk about it. Since we were going to be in town for what I can't talk about, we're in town for.
And we roasted sides of beef and did bananas foster over the fire.
Beef, did you?
And you should.
Oh, beef!
Well, now. That's just fine by me.
She got those pants off of Purple Cow.
Yeah. That's fine with me.
She put on a cowboy hat, got a lot of cheers from mimicking a Texas dialect. Texas-born actor Patrick Swayze came in to teach her the two-step. You know, outside Amarillo, there is the steakhouse. Serve a massive steak. I think 90 ounces, 72 ounces, I can't recall. If you can eat the whole steak, you get it for free. She did not go to the steakhouse to try any of the steak. So the trial proceeded. And yes, it was a gag order in effect. They were not allowed to say anything. Packed courtroom every day, and her friend and poet Maya Angelou was in the gallery, and journalists from all around the nation and the world. And on a day in 1998, she said, "I'm in this courtroom to defend my name. I feel in my heart I've never done a malicious act against any human being." She said, "I am a black woman in America, having gotten here believing in a power greater than myself. I cannot be bought. I answer to the Spirit of God that lives in all of us." Now, again, when she began her talk show in 96 and it first broke open that story, and now she's in the Texas Panhandle continuing to do her show, she didn't pull it off the air or have other by someone else fill in or do reruns. They were doing the program on a daily basis. But she had to be very careful about what she said on the program because a judge had imposed a gag order. So I can't talk about why I'm here, but you know why I'm here. But I can't talk about it. Hope you enjoy our show today. Almost 20 years later, she considered a run for president after delivering an electrifying speech at the Golden Globe ceremony. Some Democrats were really excited to have her run. She didn't. The lawsuit, the eventual result of it. Cattleman Bill O'Brien is one of the men who sued Oprah, and he said it was a suit far from frivolous. It was one of the utmost importance in protecting the integrity of American beef. It did take a big emotional toll on myself because I got into the case and I really believed in it. She sensationalized the program. It was unfair and wrong. She said, what we wanted to say is that you don't have the right to tell an international lie about a product. It was irresponsible journalism, all to boost ratings. Oprah said she had a rock-solid case. The jury began to hear the case. The verdict came down. The cattleman lost the case, but claimed a moral victory by bringing national attention to the safety of beef. That's the story behind the story of when Oprah Winfrey went to Amarillo, Texas, and faced off against Texas cattlemen. We don't forget things like that. Tomorrow's story behind the story, do you remember, especially I'm asking men, young men, boys, older men now, do you remember when you first learned to dance? Who was your partner? I'll bet I know. I'll tell you my experience in tomorrow's story behind the story. And remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Bill Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Bill to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Bill has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF, John Bill. Ever been in a wreck or felt as if you've been in a wreck? My advice, contact Dr. Bill Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine. Yes, they can treat wreck victims, falls, other hazards of life, sports injuries. I go at least twice a month. That keeps the joints in line. Part of your spine get out of line, you start compensating, you're going to have additional pain. Don't be that guy. Visit Esquire Sports Medicine, Big Ben, just north of 40. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. There's only one place you can get pizza cooked over coals, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Of course, Napoli Brothers has a great selection of pasta dishes. Between the pizza and pasta, trust me, you will not leave hungry. Then, a few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, a wide variety of quality cigars, each offering a unique smoke. That cigar, some premium whiskey, all you need to do is enjoy. Lit Cigar Lounge and Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Chesterfield Valley. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as Support Dogs for Our Brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent's Jewelers. BensonsJewelers.com. BensonsJewelers.com. Finally, March, the season of fresh starts, more daylight, more energy. A perfect time to take a fresh look at your home. Your windows or doors are outdated and efficient? Check with Renewal by Anderson. From your first design consultation through final installation, every detail is handled by one experienced, dedicated team. Clear communication, precise craftsmanship. Renewal by Anderson windows built with our exclusive Fibrex material, stronger than vinyl. And right now, during our March savings event, take $400 off every window, $800 off every door, and get a free upgrade to Smart Sun Glass. No money down, no payments, no interest for 12 months. But this ends March 31st. Call 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS, or visit rbastl.com. rbastl.com. Superior products, exceptional service.
This is News Talk STL.